I'm Eitan Shannon with Awesomeo. We have three plays for you to pay attention to on this Friday evening NBA slate on Jock Market, where DFS has been turned to the stock market. But before I give you those plays, how about a promo code? Use it. It's right above my head. Awesomeo, you put in 50, we'll match up to 50. That's right. That's the code. Awesomeo, put in $50 and we'll match your first deposit up to $50 on Jock Market. All right, let's start. I know Giannis, Jokic, two big names up there at the top on the slate. We're going to start with a pivot, but the pivot is pretty good when you look at our projections, and that's what you should always be doing whenever you pop on Jock Market, is match and marry what you see on Awesomeo, as Alex and the crew have put together a ton of projections for you. So we'll do that with Rudy Gobert. I think he's clearly going to be the obvious choice to pivot away from if it's Jokic, Karl Anthony Towns, and Anthony Davis, who we all have projected, granted, higher than Rudy Gobert. But again, this is about finding value as far as a fair IPO price is concerned. And what we have for Gobert as that fair IPO is 8.3. Now, remember, you have to finish in the top three for that top payout. And I think Gobert is a great shot when you look at the other centers. Also, the matchup now for Gobert, we have him projected just under 39 fantasy points. Everybody else outside of Jokic is in that range. You know, Karl Anthony Towns, just 41.3 points. Anthony Davis, only 40 points. So there's a negligible difference between the two other centers above Rudy Gobert, not, of course, named Nikola Jokic. The difference is with Jokic, his fair IPO price, we have set about $17.80. Well, it's $11 less when you look at Gobert. We realistically can push Gobert's IPO price, especially when you look at the risk reward for the finish here in the top three with a ton of stat opportunities for Gobert. $8.50, $8.60, you can push that. And now you're in that Paul George, just below that Anthony Davis fair IPO range. So we've bumped up what you can spend on what should be a less popular share and Rudy Gobert this evening, as opposed to the more obvious ones in Anthony Davis and Karl Anthony Towns. All right, let's look at our second play here. DeMar DeRozan, $6.70 is what Alex and Sight have on Awesomeo as far as a fair IPO price. Again, I love this, is so cheap. We have DeRozan projected at only 36 fantasy points. I think this is a combination of two things. One, we've seen two rough games for DeRozan, really the Bulls overall. They dropped two in a row, and DeRozan was really not a part of that at all. If anything, a big part of why they lost, because he couldn't provide much offense. It's against Orlando tonight, this big matchup against the Bulls as far as a bounce back opportunity. DeMar DeRozan is going to be the individual who represents the bounce back. He's probably going to pour in 28 to 32 points. And yes, you do have to factor in a blowout against the Magic, but in order to be up so much that you start resting guys, somebody has to do the heavy lifting. Somebody has to go out there and do some work, like LaVine, like Ball as well. But DeRozan has been limited just a little bit the last two games, and I think his expectations and his fair IPO price have dropped so that we can jump in and take advantage of that. Look, it happened to our third and final guy tonight as well, and Damian Lillard. But before we touch on Lillard really quick, last point on DeRozan is, realistically, his fair IPO price and projections should be higher. We should be looking at DeRozan in a matchup against the Magic somewhere around a $7.50 fair IPO range, in that Julius Randle, Trae Young range. But because DeRozan has slipped these last two games, this is where we sneak in and find some value, and we jump on that at six. Again, I could push this thing up to $7 and still be under a good clip and find great value at DeRozan's IPO. It's starting to catch up a little bit with Damian Lillard, but I still think that there's an opportunity similar to what we just laid out here with DeRozan. Now, the difference with Lillard is he's really starting to heat up. You look at the last couple of games here, mid to late November as we approach the Thanksgiving holiday, and it's points aplenty for Dame. He had that 39-point night, 32 just comes off against that game in Sacramento. So regardless of what's happening with the Blazers, we are seeing a return to normalcy with Damian Lillard. And while other sites may catch up or have already caught up to Dame's value, you could still get a fair IPO price, $7.20. I'm willing to push this up $7.80, maybe even in that $8 range. We also have him projected in that 36-point range. But again, the matchup here favors Dame, and also the fact that we're getting him still on this upswing. I don't think that he is plateaued yet. And look, a Dame Lillard plateau means that he's back to all NBA status. We're still catching this wave on the uptick. So there's still some value here to jump in, especially where Alex and Awesome will have as a $7.20 fair IPO price. You're expecting somebody to get you a return that's similar to a Rudy Gobert, Ja Morant, LeBron James. And these guys are north of $8 for a fair IPO price. So that's the difference. The projections are similar, but we have him just about a dollar cheaper as far as that IPO price than guys who are in that similar projection. So there you have it, a jammed slate for you. Rudy Gobert, DeMar DeRozan, and Damian Lillard. Those are the three guys we want to target ahead of time, pre-tip. The beauty of it is that the game is not over. Once the ball goes up in the air, you can buy low, sell high. It's the beauty of Jock Market turning DFS into the stock market. Take advantage of our promo code as well, Awesomeo, and we're going to match your first deposit up to $50. I'm Eitan Shander for Awesomeo, Jock Market. Have a great night.